Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Yeah, 7:40 on this Thursday morning here on WPHM. The federal government is still very concerned about the social media app TikTok. And while it's not named exactly in the bipartisan bill aimed at limiting the reach of foreign technologies, it is pretty obvious this legislation is mostly about TikTok. So why the concern? Why is it so dangerous? Mike Dubusky covers technology news for ABC. He's online with us right now to help break it down. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, so there are basically two buckets of threats that lawmakers are concerned about here. One is that TikTok collects data on its users, as most apps do. Every time you sign up for an account, you have to give over usually an email address or a phone number, sometimes some other information like birthdays and that type of thing. The concern that lawmakers have is that that information can make its way back to the Chinese government, right? American users, without their knowledge, could be making their data available to a foreign government. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously a big concern for the Biden administration and for, the Trump administration, which kind of like got the ball rolling on a lot of this, talk of a TikTok ban. The other bucket is sort of the other way around, right? Is that the Chinese government could use a platform like TikTok, which is very popular, not only in the United States, but around the world, to message, to basically leverage narratives that would be pro the Chinese government, pro Chinese causes, kind of through their algorithm, get their message in front of a lot of eyeballs. That obviously a big concern for lawmakers as well.
And to a lot of us that use TikTok, I mean, I see mostly, comedy bits and song parodies and sandwiches and things like that on my TikTok. I don't see anything that yeah. dangerous.
Sandwich talk is good. I am also on sandwich talk.
There's a lot of that, absolutely. I enjoy it. It's a distraction. It's just for fun. But I can see where the concern comes. It'd be really easy for the Chinese to start slipping messaging in there, wouldn't it?
Ostensibly, there is not a ton of evidence to support the fact that they have already. The evidence that we have that sort of is concrete more has to do with the first bucket that I talked about, which is American data making its way back to the Chinese government. In fact, last summer, BuzzFeed put out this really interesting report that found that not only had the Chinese government accessed non-public data about U.S. TikTok users, but they had done it multiple times. And in addition to that, it was also found that TikTok was starting to gather information about journalists that were covering TikTok. That, of course, was following a leak investigation. It's a little different, but certainly, a bad headline for TikTok at a kind of crucial moment for them. So, yeah, a lot of concerns here. I think there is we maybe need to draw a line between, what has actually happened that we should be concerned about and what just could happen that we should be concerned about. But still definitely eyebrow raising.
Certainly understand the concern for example, federal government phones or even corporate phones. If it's not your own private device, using TikTok, because that gets a little bit more dangerous, doesn't it?
Right, and that kind of gets back to a question that I have, which is, why would you need to download TikTok on your government device? That feels like more of a personal device question there, unless you maybe run a TikTok account for, the Energy Department or something. But, that is something that we've definitely seen at the federal level. Federal government agencies have until the end of the month to take TikTok off of their government phones. We've seen that be leveraged at the state level a number of times as well, and also universities. A number of universities, including Auburn University, have banned TikTok on their campus Wi-Fi. Now, of course, you can get around that pretty easily if any college students. How they can kind of find a way to access the thing that you're telling them not to access pretty easily, usually. And when it comes to TikTok, that usually constitutes just turning off their Wi-Fi and using data or jumping onto a different Wi-Fi network, that type of thing. And I think that ultimately gets to a question of if a TikTok ban were to come down, how the government would go so far as to enforce it.
Right, because, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, how would that be enforced? And that sounds more difficult than actually enacting the law to begin with.
I think it is, and the there are a couple different ways the federal government could go about doing that. I think it would be something a little bit more robust than like an honor system where everybody just has to download TikTok or like delete TikTok by the end of the month. But you know, they could essentially compel app stores like Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store to take TikTok off of their app stores or stop updating them. So that essentially, you know, if you were to update your phone or kind of just refresh it, that app would eventually disappear. There's a couple different ways they can do that. But yeah, I think that is a part of this eventual legislation that lawmakers are hoping to pass that we really have a couple of question marks around. And let's not discount the fact that there is still a lot left to be done just on a legislative path, right? That we saw a Senate bill come out this week, which is very broad. Mm-hmm. And then last week, a House committee passed a TikTok bill out of committee that targets TikTok a lot more specifically. They have to reconcile those bills. And I think that's going to be a pretty long process. Let's not forget that this ball got rolling back in 2020 with the Trump administration when they issued an executive order banning TikTok, which was immediately tied up in the courts and eventually rescinded by the Biden administration because they figured they couldn't solve that case. And that's, I think, why we're seeing kind of legislation go through Congress and other legislative bodies now. But so long-winded way of saying a lot left to be done.
Absolutely.
We TikTok off our phones.
Yeah, we don't have to delete it today, so we still get to watch our sandwich videos, and that makes me happy. So
All right. Sandwich videos are safe for now.
Mike, I appreciate you clearing that up. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care, Paul.
Bye-bye.